Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Chet Amud Bet, in the middle of our analysis of the sixth Mishnah, which lists all of those Krovim who are invalid as witnesses. And towards the end of the first presentation of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi later identified as Rabbi Akiva's Mishnah, we had Chorgo Levado, which means one's stepson alone and not his relatives are invalid for our index person. Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braita that makes things a little more confusing. Chorgo Levado, Rabbi Yossi Omer Giso, and now Rabbi Yossi mentions the brother-in-law. V'tanya Dach Giso Levado, we have another Braita that says, only the meaning the geese, only has himself and not his relatives, his sons, etc. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chorgo. And Rabbi Yehuda says Chorgo. So my Kamar, what is it that we're saying? If what the first Braita is saying, it's Chorgo Levado, and the same applies to Giso, and then Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, yes, but it starts from Gis, and it's also Chorgo. In which case, that would mean that both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that that both Giso and Chorgo stand alone and don't have the Benova Benam v'chatnehem, in which case our Mishnah that lists Giso as one of those that has extending Rabbi Dovid Rabbi Yossi. We have to interpret the Braita as follows. Chorgo Levado, Aval Giso Hu Uvno V'chatano. The first Braita, which is Rabbi Yehuda, is Chorgo is alone, but Giso is regular. Giso Nami Levado, Aval Chorgo Hu Uvno V'chatano. Rabbi Yossi comes along to say, flip it, that it's the geese that's the only one, which means they had a tradition that one of them is isolated. But if that's the case, V'alhadhan Rabbi Chia Shmona Avot Shehen Esrim V'arba'a, when Rabbi Chia says there's eight principles that lead to 24, come on, lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to this, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda maintain that one of them is isolated. That the first Braita is Chorgo Levado, but Giso is regular, like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Giso Levado, and certainly Chorgo. Which means that that now becomes Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia then is following Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Chia has only eight. If you count on our Mishnah, there's ten that expand to by three. So that means that they expand by ten, of which nine expand by three, and then there's one. So it comes out to 28. Rabbi Chia says there's only eight that expand, then is following Rabbi Yossi, who says geese and chorgo don't expand. The other eight expand, and that's what he's got. Umatnitin Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. A Braita Rabbi Yossi, and the Braita that we just saw was Rabbi Yossi. Good. Now, I'm Rabbi Yonah Shmalachak Rabbi Yossi. He made that statement. Question is, we've got two versions of Rabbi Yossi. We've got Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah that has a whole different take on Psule Edut, of Krove, Psule Kirva, which is only those who you can inherit from. And then Rabbi Yossi in the Braita that bounces off Rabbi Akiva's Mishnah, but has a different twist. So now watch this case. Ahimatanta Davi Chatimi Allah Tregisi, that was a Shtar Matana, that had two brothers-in-law signed on as Edim. So Rabbi Yosef Lachshur. Rabbi Yosef said, it's good. The Amr Yudam Ashmua, Alocha Rabbi Yossi. He said, Alocha follows Rabbi Yossi. So Amr Le Abai, Maid Rabbi Yossi, Matnitin. That means you're following, Abai turned to his Rabbi and said, you mean you're following Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah. You think when Shmuel said, Alocha Rabbi Yossi, that he's following Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, who says, geese is never a problem because it's only those who you inherit from. Maybe when Shmuel said, Alocha Rabbi Yossi, he meant Rabbi Yossi of the Braita, the Pasal de Giso, just doesn't extend Giso on. So Lo Sakadaitach, Rabbi Yosef said back to Amr Shmuel, Kigon Ano Pinchas. Shmuel gave an example. I and Pinchas, Davin and Achri V'Gisi, we are brothers and brothers-in-law. They are two brothers who married two sisters. He said, therefore, we're Pasul. Why are we Pasul? Because we're brothers. Aval Gisi de Almavit, regular brothers-in-law, Shaper Dami. That's our assessment. So Abaya turns around and says, V'dilma Kigon Ano Pinchas V'shum de Giso Kamar. Maybe Shmuel was just giving an example of he and his brother-in-law, who happened to be brothers, and the issue was geese. Amarle Zilkanya made him a Sirik Rabbalazar. So Rav Yosef couldn't beat down Abaye. So he said to the fellow, go make a kinyan on this shtar with the Edi Masira. Forget about the Edi Chatima. And we'll follow Rabbalazar, who in general we follow here. Halachak Rabbalazar, Edi Masira, Edi Masira Karti. But that doesn't work, because V'amar Rabbi Yamam, what are Belazer Mizuyef Mitocha Shupasor? Belazer admits that if you have a shtar that's inherently pasul, it's pasul from itself, then it's no good. And this is pasul by itself, because it's got two pasul edim signed on it, pasul to each other. So he told the guy, Nebuch, go, I can't help you. They're not going to let me give you this matana. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda had the statement that is a, that the Tanakhama said, Karov Shinit Rachek. In other words, if somebody was Rachok at the time of the event, at the time of the testimony, the fact that he was once a Karov doesn't matter, he's still kosher. Rabbi Yehuda said, if a man has a son-in-law, his daughter dies, but she left children, which means this son-in-law is the father of his grandchildren, he's still pasul, still considered a Karov. Tanakhama Rabbi Tavlam, Rabbi Bruna, Marav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Karov and Itrachek is still a Karov as long as there's some children in there to connect them. Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, ain't Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. But here Rav Nachman said no. Chana Rabbi Yochanan, and Tveri said the same thing, ain't Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So, Ika Damani, Rav Hada, Rav Barachana, aha. Some people learned Rav Barachana's statement as not being a comment on this, but the same conclusion coming from another place. At Zudar, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said from the Pasuk of Atayla, Kohanim Alvim, Ve'al Shavadashay, Ba'im Mahaim, you come to the Kohanim and the Shoftim of your day, Chitalel, Dad Chash, Adam Holechet, Tzal Shavit, Shalom, Ayab, Miyamav, what do you think you're going to go to somebody who's not around? Alazesha, Kovin, Tochek, it means you go to a Shofet who today is okay, meaning even though before he was a Karov, now he's not a Karov anymore, he divorced the relative died, whoever it might be, and I'm Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Halachak Rabbi Yosek Lili. So he said Halachak Rabbi Yosek Lili, which is the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. So either he said En Halachak Rabbi Yehuda, or he said Halachak Rabbi Yosek Lili. Either way, the overwhelming ruling is against Rabbi Yehuda, and that is that if somebody was a Karov and Nitrachek, even if there are still blood ties between them through children, the man is now kosher. Now, Bnei Chamua de Mar Ukva, it's an interesting story. The children of Mar Ukva's father-in-law, which is his brothers-in-law, Krovim Nitrachaku Havu. There was a divorce in there, somebody died, so they were no longer Krovim. Atu Kamedidina. They came to Mar Ukva for din. Amrlo Pasam Lachuladina. He recused himself. I'm Pasal. Amrulay. My Datek, Rabbi Yehuda. What you think like Rabbi Yehuda? That we're still connected? Anamaitina Nigarta Marav and Analach Rabbi Yehuda. They're very chutzpahic. And they said, we'll bring a letter from Eretz Yisrael proving that Analach Rabbi Yehuda. So Amrlo Atu Bekava Dekira Bakmachu. Do you think we're stuck together so tightly? I'm not saying that I'm possible because of Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. Ain't halachic Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not stuck to you anymore. I'm possible to din because you won't listen to me. You're chutzpahic guys, and if I issue a din, you're not going to accept it. Okay, now we have to roll back for a minute to the Mishnah. Back on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet, because this is now Mishnah Zayin, but it was linked together. Ha'ohev v'hasone, someone who's an extreme friend or an extreme enemy, in this take, is Pasul Adin. Ohev zeshush bino, meaning Pasul Edut, which Ohev means your best man at your wedding. And Sone, Kosh Lodibar Marshalosh Nemim Bov Eivar. Sone is somebody who hasn't spoken to you for 3 days out of enmity. These are extremes. Amrulo, so this is Rabbi Yehuda still, and that's why it's linked together in the Gemara. Amrulo, so they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo nachshad Yisrael akach. That doesn't mean that Am Yisrael is not nechshad, that people would be great friends or great enemies. It means that they're not nechshad, that as a result of that, they would lie. Okay, so now back to our Gemara, and Daf Chaf Chet Amud Bet picks up, Chaf Tet Amud Aleph, it picks up, Ohev Zeh Shushbino, V'chama. So how long does that last? Am Rabbi Avraham B'Yirmi, Am Rav, Kol Shivati Me'am Yishteh. For the 7 days of a wedding feast, that's it. He said, no, even after the first day of the wedding, you're not in a shushbin anymore, just the day of the wedding. The pasuk is talking about an inadvertent killing, when somebody had no previous enmity. So, meaning that's a guy you could testify about. And he's not seeking your evil. Meaning, if somebody's not out there to get you, then that's somebody who could be an eid or a dayan. That's the source for Rabbi Yehuda. Ashka Chansone, but all that tells us is the Torah alluded to the idea that somebody who really hates you can't testify. Ohev Menalan, what about somebody who loves you? So Kari Behachi. V'hulo Oyevlo, v'lo Ohevlo. So we're playing with the Pasuk and saying, he's not his enemy, but he's not his overwhelming friend. And Oyev and Ohev, of course, are very close, and the we're followed in the letters, and so therefore that we can play with that. Yidano v'loma keshra tova lo tova to yidinano. That's a little more difficult. So midi Ohev k'tiv, but we said doesn't say that. Ella svarahu. The answer is that's all svara. Oyev my time. What's the reason that an enemy can't testify? Shenarach kadate, because he hates you too much. He's distant from you. Oyev nam mikravadate. So somebody loves you is too close to you. Rabbanan say, "Hi, lo yev lo makesh ratom my darshibe." They reject this, and they say, "Nisrael no nechshud no nechshudu akach." So certainly the Torah doesn't say only this kind of guy can testify. Anybody can testify as long as he's not inherently pasul or karov. So what do they do with this pasuk? Chad the dayan. One is for a dayan. Really, a dayan can't be somebody who has a close relationship with you. Idach kedetanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda v'hu lo yev lo makesh ratom mikam l'shetam nechom shesonin zetzah she'en yishvim dinat ke'achad. Is now an allusion not to somebody testifying for you, but to two Tamnei Chachamim that cannot sit Bedin because they hate each other. That is, they really don't get along. They can't sit Bedin. Okay. Now, the next Mishnah, we're going to begin and go into to the first part of the Gemara, is procedure. Mishnah Chetz, last Mishnah of the Perek. Ketzad Bodkin Eta Edim. It's actually, we've got two Mishnayot here, Chet and Ted. Ketzad Bodkin Eta Edim. So how do we check the Edim? What do we do? This is for Dinei Mamonot, which we have limited Bedikot. Hayimachisino Tal Nacheder. The first thing, I bring all the Edim into a room. The Dayanim do. Uma'aymin Alein. We threaten them. We'll see what that means. Umotzi'in et kol adam lachutz. We throw everybody else out. Umasharmin et hakadolshman. We leave the eldest aid there, or the most honored aid. Vomrimlo. We say, hey, mor he'ach atayodesh zechayav lezeh. How do you know this guy owes this guy money? Imamar, if he says, Huamar Lishani Chayavlo, if he says the defendant told me he's Chayav, or Yishponi Amar Lishu Chayavlo, or somebody else told me he's Chayav, Lo Amar Klum, that's nothing. The second case is hearsay. Ad Shemar Befanenu Hodalo Shu Chayavlo Matayim Zuz. Until he says, in my presence, Befanenu is of course because of Edim, but in my presence, he admitted to the Toveya that he owes him. V'acharkach Machitz Natsashini. After you do that, you bring the second guy in. Ubot Kinoto, we check him out. If their story is a lie, then the Beit Din consults and decides, and then we make a decision. Now, if two guys say he doesn't owe the money, one says he does, Zakai. Well, this is obvious. Good. Let's say it's split. Or even if two say Zakai or two say Chayav, the third doesn't know. We don't say, well, there's two for Zechut, so I don't care if the other guy says Chayiv or I don't know. That's no good. You'll see four Dayanim. We bring in more Dayanim. Until we get a majority of at least three voting. Gamru Atadavar, once they made the decision, now this is already the next Mishnah, we'll pick it up later. Because what happens afterwards? So now let's go to the Gemara. Hechi Amrinamu, what's the threat that we bring them? This is what we say. We quote the Pasuk, Nasim v'rach v'geshem, ein ish b'talav matasheker. There won't be any wind or rain for somebody who accepts a bribe to lie. The guy will rationalize to himself and say, for 7 years, there's been a famine, and it doesn't affect the artisan. Maybe I'm not a farmer. It doesn't affect me. This is what you say. There's always a weapon waiting to hurt somebody who lies against his friend. Havashi Achlam Emery could say, for 7 years there's been a plague, but anybody dies in his time, meaning, my time's going to come. My doing this is not going to affect it. This is what he say. And it sounds like this testimony from what they actually did in court. Sadi Shakri Al Grayuzili. They say, Edim who would lie are degraded even in the eyes of the people who hire them. Tichtiv, this is when Izevel tells the kangaroo court to hire some Edim to testify against Navot that he cursed the king and he cursed God and therefore he'll die and Achav can get his vineyard. Shivu shtayim anashim bnei v'liyal negdo. What did she command him to do? Get two lowlifes. So in other words, she already calls them low people when she hired them. So you see, you have no honor. So if you're doing this to get to build yourself up in the eyes of the people who you're lying for, it doesn't work. Okay, so now we go to the issue of hearsay. In other words, if the aide says the guy told me, or I heard him say to me, or somebody else told me that he said he's chayiv, it's nothing. It has to be that he admitted in front of me to the toveya. Okay. This supports Rav Yehuda's position. Now, Rav Yehuda Merav, Sarich Shema Atem Edai. The Malve or the Lova has to turn to the Edim and say Atem Edai. It's not enough to have two people there when you admit it. Itmar Nami, Amar Chia Bar Abba Amar Yochanan, Maneli Biadcha, watch this case. A guy says, you owe me money. Amar Elohim, yeah, I do. The Machar Amar Lo Taneli, the next day he says, give it to me. Amar Mishatani Machai, I was just kidding. Patur, he's not Chayiv at all. The fact that he said it doesn't mean anything, and it gets better. Or stronger. Tanya Namiachi, Manel Biarcha Marlo Hain, the Machar Marlo Nataneuli, Marlo Mashatene Machabatur. Same thing with a Braita. Velo Od, the Braita continues, Ela Afilu Echmino Edim Achre Gadel. Let's say that the Malva hid Edim behind a fence. From Marlo Manel Biarcha. And then he said, you owe me money. Marlo Hain. And then he said, Ritzonchash, do Debe Fine Pony Pony. Are you willing to admit it in front of Pony and Pony, hiding there? Amarlo Micharani Shamil Tachpin Adin. I'm afraid you're going to take me to Din. So the Edim heard him. Again, he's pater, if he says, I was just kidding. And the end of the braita is, we don't offer arguments on behalf of a mesit. Mesit mandach hashmeya, the mesit get in here. So the answer is, what's a mesit? A mesit is somebody who seduces others secretly to follow him to do avodah zarah. The parsha mesit and parsha rei. So this is what the braita really reads. Im lo ta'an entuanin lo. If the guy didn't make an argument like I was just kidding, we don't provide that argument for him. In dine mamonot, ein toanin. Over dine nefashot, but let's say his life is on the line. Afagav de lo ta'an toanin lo. Let's say there was an argument he could have made, but he wasn't bright enough or didn't see it, or was too nervous. We make the argument for him. We, the Beit Din, make the argument for him. Ein toanin le mesit, but we don't make it on behalf of a mesit. So maishna mesit. Why is a mesit singled out that we don't help him? Recham brachanina mpirket or abchia bar abba shmiele. I heard it from his shir. Shani Mesit Rachman Amar Lo Tachmol Lo Tchaseh Alav. The Torah itself said, "Don't have any compassion and don't cover up for him." Rishvamar Nachman B'Yonatan Minayin Shein Tonin the Mesit. What's the source for this? Minachash Hakadmoni, the primordial serpent. The Amar B'Simloi Harbei Tanot Ayel Nachash Liton V'Lo Ta'an. The snake had a lot of claims he could have said, which is, she ate it. I didn't make her eat it. I didn't force it down her throat. Why'd she believe me? So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the judge, argue on his behalf? Because he didn't make the argument. Because he's a mesit. What could he have said? As an example, the argument of Shtech Lidvar Veira. I told her not that to eat, and you told her not to eat. Why'd she listen to me? Should have listened to you. So that takes us to an interesting tangent. How do we know that Kol HaMosif Goreah, which means by adding, you take away? And the source is Shenemar Amar Elohim Lo Tochlu Mimenu Lo Tigubo. The Nachash got her by saying, God told you, you can't eat from it nor touch it. And of course, that part wasn't true. And she said, no, we're allowed to. And therefore, I guess we're allowed to eat it. And that's where it went. Rav Shashai Amar Mehacha, Amatayim V'chetzi Orko. In the description of the Aron, it's 2.5 amot long. So Rashi says that if you took the Aleph off, it would be Matayim V'chetzi Orko, 200.5. But the Rasha has a much sharper chop. He says, take the Vav out. That's why I marked that one on the page. Amatayim V'chetzi Orko would make it 2 is half its length. Its length is 4. But now with the Vav, it makes it 2.5 instead of 4. So you add a letter, you lose something. Rav Ashi Amar, Ashtei Asrei Yiriyot, when describing the cover of the Mishkan, it says 11 strips, 11 curtains. Take the iron off and you get Shtei Asrei Yiriyot, which would be 12 curtains. Of course, you would never say Shtei Asrei, you would say Shtei Masrei or Shtei Masar. But, nonetheless, by adding the iron, you actually drop it one. Okay. Rabbi Eloshan, now we go back to Rabbi Yochanan and the Braita. Loshan Adavadavar Mashatani Bechau. In that case, when the guy on Monday said, yeah, I owe you the money, and the next day said, just kidding, then he's potter. Aval amar lo hayu dvarim yolam. But if he turns around and says, it never happened, then huchzak kafran. Then we know that this guy is a liar. Because the day before he admitted to the loan. Now, and he didn't even heard him. Now, I'm a papa brader of Achabar Ada. Hachem and Mishmed de Rava. This is what Rava said. Kol mili dechdi lo dechirin. She said, not necessarily. Because when a guy's kidding, he doesn't remember. So if he really never did owe the money, and then that one day said, yeah, I owe you money, he forgets that he said it. So when he said the next day, lahadam, he's not literally lying. Okay, now this is an interesting story. Yehuda achrin le'edim l'chavrei v'chilte. A guy hid edim somewhere in the area of his canopy of his bed. Amarle, and then he got him there, and he said, maneli biyadcha. Amarle hein? Amar iri v'shachvi l'havi olach sadi. He said it poetically. Let the sleeping and the awake be edim. Amarle lo, no, I'm not interested. Amar of Kana, Amar Leilo. So the guy said no, so therefore then there's no Edut, even though they heard him. Hudachman Edim Kivra the Chavri. A guy hid Edim in a Kever. Amar Le Mona the Biadcha. Amar Lehin. Chaye yomoti lehavi alach sadi. Let the living and the dead be enim. Amar le lo. Amar Shimon. Amar Shimon Lakish, of course. Ha'amar le lo. So it's no good. So Ravina v'temra papa shmami namiha. What do you learn from here? Ha da amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. When Rav said, so ishamar teme dai, which we had at the beginning of our sugya, loshna kemra lova, loshna kemra malva v'shatik lova. It doesn't matter if the lova says be my enim, or the malva says be my enim, and the lova is silent. How do I know Tamid Amar Lova Lo? Because the only reason here with the bed and the kever that we said they're no good is because the Lova opened his mouth and said no. Havali Shati Kachinam, but if he was silent, it would have worked. Okay, we have a story. Ahuda Havu Karile Kav Rishu. There was a guy that they said was a collector of shtarot, and he had all sorts of loans out, that notes on people. Amar Man Masik Piala Pony, people, I'm sorry, he owed a lot of people money. Amar Man Masik Piala Pony Pony said, no, 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 only this guy owes me coming after me for money. Atu tavu l'dina kamedu of Nachman. So that plony came and sued him. Said, well, he at least admitted to the debt to me. Am Nachman adam asui shalas biyat. That's why he said, that's no testimony. A person sometimes might want to make himself not seem so rich. He might be afraid that people thought he was rich. So he said, well, I owe money to this guy. He didn't mean it. Haudachavrele achbar adashachi ba dinari. There was a guy who they said is the mouse that lies on other people on the dinarim. Kikashachi ba amar ponyu ponyu masku bizuzi. In other words, that he owed people money. When he was dying, he said, Plony is coming after me for money, which means I admit the debt. So after he died, those guys came into the way of the Yorshim based on witnesses who heard him say that my Plony maskubi. That's why he said, that ruling that we say a person might not want to make himself look rich, and therefore we can't believe him when he said I owe money, that's only if he's alive. But when he's dying, lo, he was not going to have that interest. So therefore, paru palga, they paid half back. Tavinu l'dinu l'ach palga, but they wanted the whole thing, they came for the other half. Atul kamen Rab Chia, they came to Rab Chia. It was all in Rebbe's base mandrish. Amarlu, or in Rebbe's environs, Amarlu, k'shem sh'adam asui sh'lo esbiyat, that's mo'ak ha'adam asui sh'lo esbiyat, abanav. Well, maybe when he said this on his deathbed, he didn't mean it, and he was doing it just like a person doesn't want to make himself look rich, he doesn't want his kids to look too rich. He doesn't want people coming after them all the time. So therefore, Amrule Nezel Bnei Adar, so they said, you're right, and therefore our father's admission means nothing, and the half that we paid, we want back. Amrulehu Kfar Ra Zakein. He said, no, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Zakein, he already paskened, and therefore we can't take it back. The half you lost, but the other half you don't have to go back for. Okay, we're going to stop at this point and pick it up in the next passage, when we're going to look at the issue of Hoda'ah. And at that, a little bit later on, we're going to then go back, take a look at Mishnah Chet, which was appended to Mishnah Zion. Sorry, Mishnah Tet was appended to Mishnah Chet, about the announcement of the Psak, and then take our way further on. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day.